Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we've been bringing them to you today for a long time here on the C2P platform. And today we have a fantastic guest. He hails from Utah. And this is one of these guys that come on the show. He's, to me, a Swiss Army knife, Mr. Versatility on a defense. That's none other than the all Pac-12 linebacker, Chase Hansen. Chase, welcome to the program. Under a week away, Chase, from finding out where you're going to land at the next level. I mean, what's it like just going through the motions right now? Chase, can you hear us? I see him in the call queue. Let's bring him back in. Can you hear
me,
Bo, my man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, loud and clear. Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay, sweet. So you got me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so...
You got me?
I was just saying... Yeah. Sorry, it was just kind of cutting out, but I was just saying it's been kind of a unique time for me the last little bit. It's been chaotic and busy, of course, with the combine and pro day, and it's just, you know, it's 100% football. It's 100% getting ready for the draft. And, for me, it's been about trying to get healthy, and I wasn't able to do the combine and my pro day and stuff. So it's been kind of a unique process and meeting with teams, getting on the board, just doing what I can to get ready for the next level.
Definitely. And you know, looking, you know, knowing that you were coming on and just knowing a little bit about you, I mean, look, kind of take us through this, because, you know, you're the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state at the quarterback position. You arrive at Utah, do a little bit of quarterback, and then you go to the safety. Well, what was it like coming out of high school and kind of getting to a big-time program and kind of switching gears?
It was obviously different. I was recruited by a lot of teams as a defensive player, but I think in my head I was thinking, you know, I'm the next best quarterback, you know, to come out of Utah. So in my head I was pretty set on playing quarterback. Running in a Wildcat system, and I was playing here and there, and coach came to me and said, hey, we feel like you could be utilized more, and really I just wanted to be on the field at that point. I wasn't thinking about being the next best quarterback, and you know, we went from safety to linebacker, and it's been an interesting journey, but looking back, I feel like the experience has only made me a better football player as a, you know, my time as quarterback and as a safety.
And I'm curious, growing up, I'm always the quarterback. Sometimes that is the case with most of the guys that come on the program. Was that a little different for you, or basically from the get-go, you were the guy throwing the football at a young age?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was like the running back when I was growing up, and then I reached high school, and I thought, oh, I'm going to try quarterback out. And went pretty well, and then I got to college, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be quarterback here for sure. And next thing you know, I was playing safety, like, I was quarterback one game, running a Wildcat system. The very next game, I was playing safety and kickoff. So it was different, but, you know, I always appreciated the physicality of the game and, you know, liked the defensive side. So it worked out.
Nice. And the transition, I mean, I'm sure there had to be some butterflies, but, I mean, Chase, you kind of step into the role and you just blossom. I mean, kind of take us through, I mean, just maybe – you know, athleticism, luck, high football IQ. I mean, how do you just kind of switch positions in the Pac-12 and become a star so quickly, I should say?
I mean, it did feel natural, and I felt good as a defensive player, but If you look at me as a freshman, a couple of those games, I look like a mess. There's when I was first out the first couple of times. I think when my first game was against USC, my freshman year, and Juju Smith-Schuster was there, and I was not ready to be covering over the top of someone like that. You know, I was trying to cover deep posts, and I was trying to come up on the run. Just like there's a lot to the position that takes time and experience. That I wasn't ready for, but I felt very natural and moving to this position. I was fine. I love defense, and I kind of always have, so it worked out.
It definitely has worked out. Once again, the Utah Ute standout linebacker Chase Hansen here on the C2P as we count down days till April 25th, 26th, and 27th for the 2019 NFL Draft. And if you're not familiar with Chase, he had a fabulous senior season. He got a little dinged up at the end, but he was invited to the Senior Bowl, but he could not attend to the due to injury. He was invited to the Combine again, and then he couldn't perform at the Pro Day. But, I mean, all the accolades that a college prospect wants to have, I mean, you achieve those. I mean, you basically have the trifecta, or, you know, well, you're going to obviously be at your Pro Day, but in terms of Senior Bowl and Combine, I mean, those are the most prestigious invites. A little gut-wrenching that you had to, you know, hold off on those and you just kind of, you know, couldn't show scouts what you could do?
Yeah, extremely. It was that was probably one of the harder moments of my career I've had to face is when I realized that, I mean, I knew I was going to need to get some things fixed after the season, but understanding that it was going to affect my ability to compete in the Combine and go to the Senior Bowl was a bummer. But it was just something I had to get fixed long-term. And, you know, it's something that you feel like you prepare your whole life. You know, you're playing football for, you know, so many years just to go to the Combine and show people what you can do. And, you know, obviously not being able to compete there was really frustrating. But, you know, hopefully my film can just speak for itself. And, you know, I've had a lot of really good, you know, experiences with teams and coaches that have led up to this point. So I'm kind of just banking on, you know, all of that stuff helping me out up at this point. But it's been a bummer not to be able to physically show what I can do for teams and whatnot.
Definitely. And then you, once again, you make the switch from safety to linebacker. I mean, and then you continue to just blossom. I mean, so kind of take us through this. So, you know, you scrap quarterback, you become this kick butt safety, and you're like, you know what, another change is coming. And you adapt to that, Chase, and you do it brilliantly. I mean, so kind of take us through your senior year, and you're just kicking butt at the linebacker position.
You know, I mean, safety linebacker felt like a pretty natural adjustment for me. As a safety, I was a bigger safety. I came down in the box a lot. So when I moved to linebacker, it felt very natural being in the box and, you know, the run fits, the pass game, all that felt like the adjustment was seemingly pretty easy. You know, there's some mental things and there's still a lot of technical things I need to improve on as a linebacker. But I loved being able to be more involved in every play. You know, safeties, a lot of time they're over the top when there's stuff going on underneath. And there's other responsibilities they have to do that aren't directly involved with play. And as a linebacker, I just liked being, you know, real involved and being able to really move real quick when the play happens.
And you've done that. And I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we threw you in the film room, and I can't wait. I mean, you do so many things well. I mean, again, I think you're like a Swiss. I mean, you know, you can cover, you're potent in the box. I mean, you can force, I mean, you know, you're just interchangeable. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are they going to look at you and say, you know, Chase, we love this about you. We love this about you. We want to bring you on the 53-man roster.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they'd say they appreciate my motor and they love the fact that I'm a goer, you know, on the field. Something I kind of pride myself on is I can go sideline to sideline and I'm trying to be around the ball as much as possible. You know, I always also try to pride myself on just being a student of the game, you know, being prepared, being mentally ahead, you know, and getting out there and being able to diagnose what an offense is doing a lot of times. I love that side of the game, you know, kind of the chess match side of it. And I feel like that allows me to make more plays and be very productive. So I feel like I can, you know, make a lot of plays because of those two things specifically. And I feel like that'll, you know, help me in the long run and help me to, you know, help an organization in the future.
Definitely. And for you, I'm curious. I mean, I mean, I don't really think there's anything at this point that scouts do not know about you, but this is your show. We do know they do listen in. This is your opportunity, Chase. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about? Maybe the defense you ran, you couldn't showcase certain skills, weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about that they should?
I mean, hopefully they know a lot of it already. If not, I just feel like I'm going to be able to – I can add a lot of value to a team and the type of leader I'm going to be and the fact that I do it on and off the field. I kind of pride myself on being the guy that is working after hours, is their first thing, and I, you know, produce come game time as well. So, well, hopefully that's what every team's looking for anyway, and that's kind of what I pride myself on being.
Yeah. How about this one? I mean, it might be a cliche question, and I know you're not comparing yourself or saying you're – well, you are kind of comparing, but you're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy. But in terms of comparisons, is there anybody at the next level you kind of say, you know, my game kind of, you know, mirrors what this guy's doing?
I wouldn't say compares, but one guy that I think, you know, I idolize, I guess, and someone I really look up to and someone – whose gameplay that I really admire is a guy like Luke Kuechly, which is kind of cliche, like you said, but the way that he plays the game, the way that he prepares, how smart he is, but also how he's able to make plays. Yeah, you know, I really admire that. I also love guys like Kiko Alonso, just, you know, tough guys, you know, bad A's on the field.
Yeah.
And then those two guys are kind of two of my favorites.
Nice. Now, I want to go behind the scenes of the youth football team. And now, you may have, and if I missed it, I apologize, but have you ever gone to Coach Whittingham and said, hey, Coach, listen, you know I'm a quarterback at heart. You know, is there some trick plays you can throw me in? Did you ever joke around about that at practice, trying to get some game action at the QB position?
Oh, I did that on a daily. Pretty much every day I reminded Coach I still got it. You know, even senior year we had our starting quarterback go down. And he came up and he said, hey, you're third string, just letting you know. And so not that I wanted anybody else to give me, but, you know, if it happened, I was ready to go in at any time. And I made sure he knew that.
Hey, it's a big shout-out to all you NFL, you know, front office guys. If you want a sneaky little prospect, you know he's a linebacker, but you got that in the back pocket, Chase. You can be that sneaky guy. And we saw a lot of trickery from the Eagles. We know that's right. Yeah, Patriots love the trickery. So, like you said, they're looking for some versatility. Let's say, again, Chase Hansen is the guy. Chase, we are almost out of time, and we know you're a busy man, and we appreciate you stopping by. But we have a few off-the-wall questions. You want to take a shot with some of those?
Let's go for it.
All right. Now, next week, obviously, is the NFL draft. I assume you'll be with family and friends. If you're going to celebrate the weekend with a meal, who cooks the best meal in the family, and what do you want that person to serve as a kind of a way to celebrate the weekend?
Oh, it's easy. My mom, for sure, is the one that'd be cooking it. And not just a meal, but she cooks this chocolate cake that I'm obsessed with. It's like this dark, dark chocolate cake. And instead of it being like flour and there being like the cake stuff, you know, it's just like this really dense chocolate cake, like truffle type thing that I'm obsessed with. And then she also cooks all sorts of other meals. But I think, like, that one dessert is my favorite of hers that I'm for sure going to get it cooked.
Awesome. How about this one? Take us inside that Utah locker room one more time. Did anybody have a bizarre or crazy nickname? Could be you or someone else on the team, and how'd they get it?
Well, my nickname was Grandpa just because I'm old. And other than that, let's see. I don't know. I can't think of any other ones. I'm sure, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, yours was pretty good. That was sufficient. And then the final one for you. We've been asking this question for a long, long time. We always tally up the names right before our last show, before the draft. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Ooh, that's tough. like growing up, it was always just Alba, but that was when I was younger. I would say now, probably Alex Morgan or one of the women's soccer players, U.S. women's soccer players.
Yeah, nice.
Just
hey, both,
yeah,
both
just
great
any,
answers.
Any
yeah.
one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent stuff, man. And you know what? Hey, man, fabulous career. I remember seeing some of the Northern, I think it was a Northern Illinois game, and that was the first time, you know, I really ain't going to lie, you know, but I remember you had a huge game this past year during that game, and I was like, man, this kid gets after it. So that from that point on, you were kind of always in the back burner of my mind as a kid that I just kind of wanted to follow through the senior season, and lucky enough to get you on the show. And a big shout-out to Rep 1. They, you know, bringing you to us. And real quick, before we really shut it down, how important was it just working with those guys, especially shut with the adversity and those guys kind of, you know, being there by your side?
You mean Rep 1?
Yeah.
They've been amazing. You know, I feel like a lot of times hear all these horror stories about agencies or agents that, you know, aren't real loyal, they aren't real great guys going through the process, but Bruce Tolner and Rep 1 agencies are nothing but amazing to me. They've been very supportive. They're, you know, like you said, I've had some injuries through the process, and they've been extremely loyal. They've had my back, and, you know, it's always, what can we do next? What can we do for you? How can we be here for you? So they've been incredible, and I think a shout-out's very appropriate because they've done a lot for me, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah, well, they're a class act organization. You're a class act yourself, Chase. Hey, man. Best of luck next week. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to find out where you land.
Appreciate it, bro. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chase Hansen, all Pac-12 standout linebacker, and he kind of took us through the journey, folks, of how this Gatorade Player of the Year at the quarterback position in high school became one of the best Pac-12 linebackers in the nation. Kind enough to join us here on the show. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P. Yeah. Come on.